I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today.
On my Fix It Up Life.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
It is a perfect day, Mark. We're here. We're hanging out. We're together.
We're talking
about remodeling in our remodeled area that
we
have.
Our remodeled studio.
That's one of the things that I like is that our studio is actually remodeled, because I can't say that about our living room. I can't say that about our mudroom. I can't say that about our basement. I can't say that about... Our bathroom needs to be remodeled.
Our bathroom's unremodeled by age.
Yeah.
But it's also a perfect day because we get to talk with, I hope I get it right, Kelly Morriso and Sean Linto about questions you should not ask a remodeler, which allow me to spend the next several minutes being completely enraged.
Really?
Oh.
You're going to be enraged?
The questions are just brutal.
The questions that you should not ask a remodeler. I hope that we'll walk away with the questions that you should ask a remodeler.
Oh,
as
don't
well.
Care about that.
Okay.
And Kelly Morriso and Sean Linto, by the way, I have no questions to ask you other than those questions that will actually make the bottom of your stomach fall out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Teresa, whatever you want to ask, go ahead and I'll just spice it up.
Okay, now I have a question. Now, John, you are, what, a third generation?
That's correct.
Okay, so you've heard stories.
I lived them.
Yes, and you've lived them. And, you know, growing up through all of the projects that you've seen done and everything that you have done, and you talking with everybody on Twitter about, you know, all of the things that are going on in the remodeling industry, like, what is a topic that is something that, like, you know, paying for estimates is one thing that I know is a very highly debated thing.
Industry-wide, yeah.
Where people think, and we get this question a lot, is why don't you just come over and tell me what I should do with my house?
Huh.
And that would be fun, right? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, actually, I did start charging for estimates a long time ago. The one that kicked it was I went, you know, it was after the market had dropped out. And, I mean, phones did not ring for a month. Finally, a phone started ringing, went out just for a simple shed. And guy said I was like the 17th person out there. And it was just all done. So I started charging for estimates right after that one.
What did you do with – how did you handle it with that guy who – by the way, it was doomsday, and you spotted it early. But what did you do to, like, you know, say, you know what, no thanks, or it's about $50, or what did you do to manage that so you were still the nice guy?
Oh.
Or weren't you the nice guy? Yeah. Never mind. So, Kelly.
Lord. No, really, Kelly, do you get that same question? Your friends know that you're a designer and that you're an expert, and they say, why don't you just come over? I'm thinking about, or it's not even just a friend. It's a friend of a friend of a friend or a sister or of a friend that says, you know, I was thinking about doing this. Why don't you come over and tell me what I should do? How do you handle that?
Well, luckily, I don't get asked that too often. I'm actually a second-generation designer as well, so over the years, my friends, I can give them a look. Don't ask me. Go ask somebody else. I don't get that. Most of the times I charge for design, so people know that if I'm going out to their house, they can expect a design retainer of some sort. I cut out doing design or going out for a quote or a bid long time ago. We're going back to probably mid-'80s. That I said, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Okay.
And people understand when you explain it in a certain way. We can certainly give budgets and give some ideas and how much things cost, which I think is what everybody's concerned about.
Sure.
Okay.
So what do you say to the prospective client? Because everybody who calls is, right? Customer service, your clients have every dollar you'll ever make. So what do you say to the person who's like, can you just come over and check?
They usually don't ask that. Maybe I must be phrasing it in such a way that they don't say, can you come and check? If they do, I will say, I'd be happy to help you with that, and we'll discuss the retainer and doing the project. But most of the time, people don't ask me to come out unless they're pretty aware that they're going to be asked for a retainer.
How about you, Sean?
Service call fee. I'll gladly come out and look at it, but I'm charging a service call fee.
That's fair.
I think it is fair, and it gives you a sense of who's actually really interested in hiring a professional and doing a professional job versus someone who is just sort of wasting your time.
Kicking the tires.
Yeah, yeah. Let's dream about what we should do.
And do you recommend that, say you charge a service call fee, clearly you're worth $10, maybe $11. That's obvious. But...
I'm sorry, I'm getting static here.
do you then say, if it's a big project, kitchen, bathroom, deck, whatever, I'll throw that back in if I win this project? Or do you just make it two separate things?
I keep it separate. Quite honestly, how do I word this one? A lot depends on it. I just say, I could say I'm going to throw it back in on the other project, but, truthfully, my cost for doing the service call is that. My price for doing the deck is this,
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. See, I would grossly inflate the cost of doing the deck by millions of percent, so.
Millions of percent.
Easy to throw it back in.
Mark was a mathematician in his previous career.
Obviously.
Yeah, he's really good with math.
Probably.
Actually, you're only good with math if it has, tick marks next to it.
You've probably seen my work at CERN, the super collider in Switzerland, Austria.
Okay. Well, I bet that both of you are expecting us to ask what's an off-the-wall question that you've gotten asked. And I'm curious if, there's just some areas that you just don't even go in that area. Is there anything like that that you've dealt with, Kelly?
When a client wants to help.
Oh,
checking that one off my list of questions that I was going to ask.
You try not to engage in helping with, say, it costs twice as much if you do.
Now, do you get the people that watch a lot of programs on TV and think that they know what they're doing, or is it like they actually want to, do they want to help with the design, or do they want to help with the actual remodeling process?
Luckily for me, a lot of them don't want to do the project themselves. They want to be engaged. They want to help pick materials and pull together the project and be excited about it, which is fun for me. But they don't want to have any part of actually doing the project or managing it or managing the timeline or anything like that. So
that's boring.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anyone, Kelly, that has asked for a discount if they helped you pick out materials?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I will get one.
Sean's howling
laughing.
Because that's something that happens gotten before.
Yeah.
If I help you, can I get so much money back from how much it's going
to
cost?
The rest of the hangout will now be dedicated to Sean's rant. Go.
Have you got that?
Have we met?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, how many of the 800 thoughts you're having would you like to share now?
799?
And counting, yes. No. Actually, I will allow the homeowners to help. Like, for instance, they can do all the painting, but that's already written out up front in the contract. There is no discounts for it. My favorite one is, I found this at a flea market. Can you install it?
Yes.
Now, is it one of those things where somebody finds an old armoire and they want it to be their, sink base, or is it, an old window they want to use, or, what kind of outrageous things they want?
The cheap particle board one's about ready to fall apart.
Oh.
Good. They can't see that there's a reason it's in a flea market. and yeah, it's disintegrating. Yeah, yeah. We've had mostly good luck with the "Can I help?" question. You know, when we sort of do a little subjective overlook of the prospective client, and then it always gets followed up with, "If you do help, you actually work for me, and I can fire you whenever I want, just so you know."
Yes. Yeah. He's a really kind guy on the job site, right, honey?
It's job. Hey, yeah. My mortgage is coming the same day theirs is.
It's very true. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible about, like, disintegrating things and wanting to use them. I don't even understand that. My mind can't even go there.
They see, like, they must see one thing, but it really is something else.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Cool. Wow. I'm amazed.
So have you ever gotten one of my favorites?
Oh.
Let's go down the hit parade of Mark's favorite questions.
Oh, Lord.
Have you gotten the or the version of, you know, I read your estimate. Could you go ahead and sharpen your pencil on that one?
Who doesn't say that?
Do they actually say sharpen your pencil, though? Because that's when I want to stab him in the eye with it.
I've gotten that one. Can you tell us what your markup and margin is?
Oh.
And then the good one is, can you break down your estimate into all these little chunks so we can nitpick it? Yeah, most contractors are not going to do it.
You know, that is so horrifying because you don't go to your doctor and have them sharpen their pencil on how much it's going to cost to take out your appendix or something. Like, it's just that's what you know it's going to cost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
It's, you don't do it to the lawyer, to whatever person who's, you know, a professional.
What's the markup on a lawyer's hours?
Yeah, don't you wish you could ask?
I know, that's the thing, is that why do people think that they can ask remodelers, designers, what their markup is, but they don't feel like, you don't feel like you could ask your lawyer that question? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Who knows? I mean, I get to sharpen the pencil all the time. I work for a design build firm, so people are always like, well, sharpen your pencil on this. And I assume what they're saying is really double check your figures and make sure everything's okay. And I usually try to. But in most cases, I know what my figures are, and I know what we need to survive and what we need to stay in business. So sometimes when people say that, I'm like, yes, I will, but other than double-checking.
So you take that in a more positive light.
I try to take everything in a positive light. I'm really disgustingly cheerful.
Tara, hang
can't
up on her.
Can you tell from her? Like, she just glows like happiness, Tara.
Yes,
you
yes,
do.
Yes.
You really do, Kelly. And I think it's kind of wonderful.
Yes, it is enjoyable and noticeable.
And I love your Twitter handle, too.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's pretty awesome. Unlike Sean's, which I'm utterly confused.
Poor Sean.
Every time I want to tweet Sean, I'm like,
click on Sean Day. Cool.
What is this? And what is your, it's the_HTRC. I have to read it because, and what does it stand for, HTRC?
It's the blog site we created for the Homeowners Trades Resource Center.
Well, that's really
sense.
Good. And Kelly's is @kitchen_sync. SYNC.
I like that.
See,
yes, except
see what
after,
you did there.
That really makes sense.
So many years, though, I have to be careful when I'm actually specifying kitchen sinks because I keep it the wrong way.
Could you sharpen your pencil on that for me?
Okay, so
we talked
about budget. We've talked about clients wanting to help. But what about timeline? Now, is that something that is a troublesome area? Like, I need to have my X project done because I'm having my family over for Thanksgiving this year, or I'm having a baby,
or, you
know, whatever the thing is. Is that something that is a troublesome area? Sean or Kelly?
Go for it, Sean.
Yeah, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I need my kitchen remodeled. Yeah.
You've gotten that?
The custom cabinets, yeah.
Oh, with custom cabinets?
Of course. With a 6 to 8 week lead time.
So do you go to the flea market and get those particle board and put them in?
Sure. A little spray paint, Bondo, good to go.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that's how you did it.
And so the other thing, too, is I actually have a girlfriend who had her modeling project going on, and she would not allow anyone to show up at her house unless she was home.
You mean like company?
No, the modeler.
Anybody
that was doing the project.
That's easy.
And
okay.
So she needed them to work around her schedule when she would be home. Now, is that something that you guys have encountered before?
Sure, especially with women, because we're always nervous about somebody coming into our home, and we have this degree of safety that we need to watch for. So I think it's always a little imperative to be very cognizant of someone's concerns like that. But having said that, we try to reassure them. We are going to be in their home regardless of whether they're going to be there or not, if they want us to finish in a certain timeline.
Sure.
So if they want to be there all the time, they can be, but then we have to discuss where the timeline is going to be and how that's going to fit into the schedule.
Now, if something like that were to happen and the project would just drag on forever, if they had vacations planned or whatever would happen.
It would quintuple the time.
It would quintuple the time. And then how do you deal with that as far as like budget goes? Because it's a project that's just lingering. I will ask Sean that question.
Sean, you're up on the game show.
Take that for 200 points. No. I defused that one by saying, you know, if you can't trust me to be in your house by myself, then I'm not the right contractor for you. You know,
I like
you,
that.
You can't have that trust and, you know, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the right client for me or vice versa, so...
And is that sort of, you raise a really good point, Sean, and is that sort of at the bottom of all these oddball questions that people shouldn't ask their remodeling contractor? Is it really indicative of someone you can't trust or that they refuse to trust you, no matter how trustworthy you are? You know what I mean? Is that kind of at the bottom of the pencil sharpening, at the, can you do it on my timeline and not in reality? You know, those kinds of things. It almost feels like the common thread there is trust.
I'm actually going to blame HGTV, not trust. Shows and go, oh, I thought they did in 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even unload my truck in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, how can you? Yeah, and the makeovers that you see on TV are done by so many people that you don't see in front of the camera, and they're planned so far mostly
and
in advance.
They're all done by the Special Operations Navy SEALs Green Berets of Home Improvement, too.
Yes.
You don't just have a bunch of people lumbering around on site at night.
Yes.
You have, and, you know, the cousins talk about it. We've seen it at Extreme Makeover. We did it as part of some other projects. And it's, yeah, I mean, no real job site could run like that.
No. Now, but on the other side of the coin, do you get asked, like, can you walk my dog? Can you watch my kids? Can you, like, let in whoever's coming over to pick up something? Like, those kinds of questions.
I do. I get the landscape people are coming on Wednesday. Can you let them in or something like that? No walking the dog, thank goodness.
Okay.
No watching the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
That's handy.
That's good, too. Yeah.
Could you watch my 2-year-old also?
Can I keep him?
Yeah. Also, I don't like that color green. Could you choose another one?
Yes. And then the while you are here question, too, is I know that you're here to build a deck, but while you're here, can you also...
Hang crown in my living room? Do you get that one, Sean?
Yeah, or fix this other little issue. Yeah, that was the big one, Sam, at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. And do you use that, though, as a way to be, like, the good guy and look at it and say, sure, I can fix the curbstone or something like that. And, you know, it helps with the overall picture of the relationship?
I actually find that generally makes it worse.
There you go.
Yeah, if I spot an issue, you know, I'll fix it free. If they ask, there's a price attached to it. It's simple as that. Because, you know, here's what the contract was for. So anything above the contract, you know, sorry, you know, there is cost appreciated to it. For you, Mark, it's only $10 to $11. But,
well, in the, I mean, just the couple minutes that we have left, I want to know, like, what question would you appreciate new clients asking you that you don't get asked? I will ask Kelly that first. So, Sean, you have a minute to think about it.
Thank God. Oh, I get asked first. Yeah. I always appreciate if somebody can say, what can I expect during the remodeling project? Because the process is different for every company, and the timelines, I think, are something that people tend to gloss over and not think about until they're actually in the middle of the remodel, and then all of a sudden they're very concerned about when they will be finished. So understanding exactly what is going to happen at each stage of the remodel, how long it's going to take, and also the ebb and flow of the project. We like to say that you have a very fast start and then a very slow middle back up to the fast start again, partly because we're waiting on inspectors, we're waiting for countertops to be delivered, we're waiting for a myriad of other things in the middle that other items can't continue on until certain aspects are finished. And if a person doesn't know that, they expect you to be busy all the way through, and they get upset when all of a sudden they see work as a slowdown. So getting a chance to explain that process can be very helpful.
Sure.
That's a great point.
It is really good point.
The pressure's on for Sean.
Sean, do you have a great one?
Do I get 200 points?
You do. You get 200 bonus points. Ding, 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 ding.
Actually, I got to say dittos with what Kelly said. And one of the biggest ones is actually used to have like, one of those little charts that goes kind of up and down for, you know, how your emotions are. You know,
yeah.
All, I mean, you hit drywall, you're spiking sky high because, I mean, everything's been flying. Then all of a sudden, I mean, it just drops like a rock because you hardly see anything being done.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all behind the scenes and, you know.
Well,
so.
In the few seconds we now have left,
yes.
The one follow-up question, this is each for 1,000 points.
Oh!
And the new car!
Get your buzzers ready.
Have you, quickly, either of you had, in this ebb and flow period, had a homeowner just completely melt down and just crying in your arms?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. I have something called the bartender budget. I joke with my clients. I said, you're going to reach a three-quarter stage where everything's going along swimmingly and you will hit a wall where you want us out of the house. You're tired of the dirt. You're tired of the muss. Call me. We're going for drinks.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Bartender
Man,
budget.
Man, I get out of my house. Kelly.
Going for drinks. Better.
Drinks usually help most things. Food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have some cookies if you don't drink, but
yes.
The same kind of thing.
Sean, what do you got?
How big is your bartender budget?
We're not going there.
Just for him or for the client?
Either.
Well,
either.
Sean, do you have a bartender budget kind of little helper for the client, or just have you seen people come unhinged and you help them through this process?
I find a lot with the good communication, that helps a lot up front, so they know what's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, the good communication, you know, being able to keep to the timeline or show how you can make it up, it helps a lot. But, I mean, yeah, you just know it's going to hit sometimes. And then sometimes you point them back to that nice little ebb and flow thing and say, yeah, you can't get past it.
Yep. Perfect.
That's
well,
really good.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys.
Talking about questions you should not ask your remodeler.
Yes.
Follow Sean Linto at @the_HTRC and Kelly at @kitchen_sink. Watch a YouTube video of this hangout where you can also find out possibly how much does a deck cost. Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.